We live in an era where political tensions have reached fever pitch. Most Americans now see other people in America as the biggest threat to our way of life, not economic collapse, foreign adversaries, or natural disasters, but each other. This division isn't inevitable. Monica Guzman, a politically liberal journalist raised by conservative Mexican immigrant parents who voted for Trump, navigates this personal divide with remarkable insight. Her approach isn't about winning arguments, but about genuine understanding, a skill increasingly rare in our combative cultural landscape. What if the question we should ask more often is simply, "What am I missing?" This isn't just any question. It's the question that keeps possibilities open and prevents harmful assumptions. Our vision is warped by echo chambers that transform diverse groups into a singular enemy. But there's a way out of this trap, and it starts with curiosity. Our division stems from three powerful patterns: sorting, othering, and siloing. Sorting occurs naturally as we gravitate towards similar people. In some neighborhoods, only 1 in 10 neighbors belongs to the opposing political party. By 2020, 55% of U.S. counties were political landslides, up from just 12% in 1980. Othering takes sorting further by actively rejecting differences. In the Robbers Cave experiment, similar 11-year-old boys divided into groups quickly developed hostility, burning flags and fighting simply because they were separated. Henry Tajfel's research revealed subjects would accept less money for themselves if the other group got even less. Siloing happens when we immerse ourselves in spaces that shape our thinking. Digital environments accelerate this as information arrives in curated feeds. When we share opinions only with like-minded people, those opinions become more extreme. The solution? Bridging, stepping outside our comfort zones to understand different perspectives. Research shows personal interaction with out-group members reduces prejudice 94% of the time. The clearest signal that you're stepping outside your silo is what Guzman calls an "I never thought of it that way" intonate. Hers came when struggling with Seattle's rain. At a bar, a local described listening to rain's gentle rhythm on his car roof. Rain has an oral beauty. Instantly, her perception shifted from seeing rain as awful to appreciating its musical quality. These moments create mental space, like opening a door in a stuffy room. To spark these insights, find friction, spaces where you interact with people outside your silos, and get curious. According to information gap theory, curiosity peaks when you know just enough about a topic, neither too little nor too much. What if instead of asking, "How can anyone believe that?" we asked, "What might make that belief make sense to someone?" This shift isn't merely semantic, it's transformative. Conversation is our most powerful tool for understanding people across divides. The Spanish word sobremesa, the conversation that lingers after a meal, captures this special dynamic. Conversation requires only willing minds and time to generate momentum. Think about those favorite long conversations where you close down the bar unintentionally. These weren't mere information exchanges. You wanted to understand not just what people thought, but why and how they thought it. You moved from discussing ideas to being curious about each other. For effective bridging conversations, consider 5 dials: time, conversations need duration; attention, full engagement; parity, equal ground between participants; containment, smaller audiences enable honesty; and embodiment, in-person interaction allows full expression. When we share knowledge and fill gaps, we discover commonalities that connect us. These connections build trust, encouraging deeper sharing and braver questions. What if we approached political conversations not as debates to win, but as opportunities to understand? Our assumptions about people fail because we treat them like puzzles with definitive solutions rather than mysteries requiring ongoing exploration. A New York Times quiz proved this when readers trying to identify voters by their refrigerator contents scored just 52%, barely better than random chance. In 2017, Guzman organized Melting Mountains, bringing Seattle residents together with Sherman County, Oregon residents to bridge political divides. Rural America faces severe economic challenges, with grain prices barely higher than 1980 levels despite skyrocketing production costs. One farmer observed that rural residents regularly visit cities and develop nuanced understandings of urban life, while urbanites rarely experience rural areas firsthand, relying on media portrayals. The farmers described specific policy concerns illustrating this knowledge gap, such as how the Waters of the United States rule could classify seasonal rain puddles as protected wetlands, technical details urban participants hadn't considered. While assumptions serve as necessary cognitive shortcuts, we can develop the habit of questioning them. Our mental assumption assistants constantly whisper introductions about strangers, but we should treat these assumptions as starting points for curiosity rather than endpoints for judgment. When engaged in political disagreements, we often mistakenly assume opponents don't share our values, rather than recognizing they prioritize universal values differently. Social psychologist Shalom Schwartz identified 10 universal human values across cultures: self-direction, stimulation, hedonism, achievement, power, security, tradition, conformity, benevolence, and universalism. During a heated pre-election debate with her father about Donald Trump, Guzman broke their circular arguments by asking, "Is that your version of strength?" This reframing revealed their different interpretations of the same actions. Her father saw Trump's refusal to concede as unwavering strength, while she viewed it as dangerous obstinance. Instead of confrontational questions like, "How can you support this?" try open-ended inquiries such as, "What concerns you about X?" or "What do you hope can happen with X?" These questions uncover the core values driving someone's position. The key is changing our questioning approach. Rather than asking, "Why don't you care about climate change?" which implies moral failing, asking, "What do you care about more?" acknowledges people often make difficult choices between competing values. Curiosity without honesty is worthless. If people aren't genuine in conversation, no real learning happens. True listening means staying with someone's thoughts until their meaning is completely clear, an experience that's surprisingly rare. Like the follow-through in tennis, conversations require follow-through to ensure we grasp each other's meaning. This means restating what we've heard and allowing the other person to correct misunderstandings. With politically charged language, ask, "What does that person mean?" rather than, "What does that term mean?" Different terms reflect different underlying values. Instead of reacting defensively to terminology that makes you cringe, use it to explore the other's perspective. The Spanish word convivir, to live together, aims higher than merely coexisting. Building bridges across divides isn't as difficult as we fear. Take one step closer to someone who disagrees. Explore what you're missing rather than why they're wrong. Learn what they care about, and ask one more curious question when you want to judge. In a world that pushes us apart, curiosity pulls us together. It's not about changing minds, but opening them. Yours first. Understanding doesn't require agreement, just the willingness to see through another's eyes.